We are going to talk today about the economy in northern Minnesota and one of the major drivers of the economy, and that is tourism. I have very fond memories, Mayor, of coming up here when our daughter was little and of actually cross-country skiing on that golf course. Do they still do that? Yeah, that was really fun at night, and there were lights on. She fell a few times. There were a few tears. But you think about this town and where it's located, ideal for bringing visitors in. We're right on the Lake Superior hiking trail that runs over 300 miles. The Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon started in Two Harbors this year. I've actually seen that marathon. And the city is also, as you all know, the starting line for the 20,000 people who run in the Grandma's Marathon every year. Do you do that, Grant? We also have the exciting work that we're going to talk about today on Agate Beach with the Two Harbors Lighthouse, one of the iconic places on the North Shore. So just to get a sense of tourism, tourism pumps over $20 billion into our economy every year, supports more than 180,000 jobs, and I'm the co-chair of the Tourism Caucus nationally in the Senate, and we've done a lot to bring in international tourists. We have something called Brand USA that is a vehicle for states to advertise just not Vegas and New York City. They were doing it themselves. But our state's able to, say, advertise the Mall of America, and especially with a number of Asian countries where people come en masse to the Mall of America, or our Scandinavian routes, or, of course, in northern Minnesota, Canada. And we're able to do it online and really focus on bringing in international visitors. Brand USA is not paid for by taxpayer money. It's a private tourism money that's matched by foreign visa fees, and it really helps us too. And we have incredible numbers of how tourism's gone up. Every international tourist spends an average of $5,000 in our country. That's on small hotels and cafes and things like that. So it's pretty important. So it was great to hear about what's going on here with Agate Bay and the mayor's plans to further develop Agate Bay waterfront to make it more accessible to tourists and residents while supporting safety and coastal resiliency. But to support the growth that's planned for Two Harbors, we also need to make it easier to get here. Few things. One, the effect of the tariffs is obvious. It's not just the tariffs. The president's calling Canada the 51st state really pissed them off, okay? 70% of Canadians have canceled their vacations to America. That's not just maybe Minnesota numbers. We know that we're down with border crossings already, and those numbers are just starting to come in. That is not good for our economy up here in northern Minnesota, so we have to get to a better place. Canadian election is April 28th, so I've just talked to our new incoming ambassador, a former congressman from Michigan, and you know, my hope is that we can get a restart after that, and that the Trump administration will decide that we should be negotiating tariff issues with Canada and Mexico in the USMCA, which is the trade agreement, and stop these across-the-board tariffs, which have been really hurting us. Wait times as well on visas, that's been going on as an issue for a while, and that's not just Canada, it's from all over the world, and we can use modern technology to improve that, and that's something that Senator Moran, a Republican from Kansas, and I have been working on. Yeah, we have just the numbers. In February, we were down 12% with border crossings from Canada, 18% in March, and that is obviously numbers before we saw some of the worst of this, because that came in the last few weeks of March. And so this could be even down more, I would predict, for April when you look at month to month. By one estimate, the entire country could lose as much as $90 billion in revenue this year because of fewer visitors and canceled purchases. So we had our first bill that actually passed when the Republicans broke from President Trump on an economic issue. And that, interestingly enough, was a bill that Senator Kaine and I did, Kaine Klobuchar. And that bill said that there was, while we have issues at the Canadian border, we don't have an emergency at the Canadian border, which was the basis for his across-the-board 25% tariffs. We were able to get the support of Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, big surprise, big tourism state for Canada. They've seen a dramatic decrease in their state, and Maine, Susan Collins. You can kind of get that one. But interestingly enough, we were joined by both Kentucky Republicans, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, that never really agree on anything. But do you know what they agree on that they didn't like that Canada was doing to them? Anyone know?
Bourbon.
That's right, Kentucky bourbon. And that was just maybe emblematic of some of the other problems with the tariffs in what is an agriculture state. I just talked to Governor Beshear about this. But the point is that they voted with us. Only all it took was four. We had enough to pass the bill. It's not going over to the House. Probably more rockier situation over there. But it was the first cut in the line. It was the first time that the kind of the all Trump all the time group broke in order to hold up their economies in their states. And so I think you're going to see more of that. There's a bill right now that I'm one of the eight Democrats on. There's eight Republicans on it. And that's by Senator Grassley and Cantwell that basically takes back our power to reject tariffs if we don't like them in the Congress. That's a dramatic change. That's what we used to be able to do until we gave away our power. So all of these things could be really helpful. So that is a tour through some of the small and big issues that we're dealing with. But when we use these big numbers, about $90 billion in tourism, all it takes in two harbors is what? You know, losing 50 rooms, and that's a huge repercussion for the people that live there. All that being said, I still believe that we're going to get through this, and it's because of local people. And so I am super excited about the plans in Two Harbor. I want to make that clear. We just can't say everything's bad all the time and not look at what's good. And what's good here is that regardless of where everyone may be politically, people are focused on economics and making sure that Two Harbors continues to be on the map. And one of the ways we do that is attracting more people with tourism. And if the economy gets so hard that everyone isn't going on trips all over the country, well, everyone will like to come to northern Minnesota. I still remember in the downturn in 2009, I did an event, Mayor, in Duluth, and it was focused on the economy and how tourism, remember when Obama said don't go to Vegas and all of that? So everyone was just nationally, it was a disaster because of the economy in general. So I'm sitting next to the head of the Duluth Convention Center and whispers to me, our numbers are actually up. Should we say that? Because we had the national tourism person. I'm like, it's fine. So even when times are tough, a lot of people just decide to get in their car and stay home and go local. And that's why even in the hardest of time, we can continue our tourism in northern Minnesota. So I want to make that clear. And with that, we're going to turn it over to the mayor. All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you so much, Senator. Really appreciate it. Honored to have you here. It's an important event, and I know there are things that are out there right now in terms of the politics and the different issues that are there. But from our standpoint, we have a blank palette on the waterfront here in Two Harbors, and an opportunity to develop an area that hasn't been developed for a very, very long time. We already have some rich opportunities for visitors to explore. The Two Harbors Lighthouse is the oldest operating lighthouse in Minnesota. It's also become a bed and breakfast and a museum now. Castle Danger Brewery is one of the largest.
I've been there.
It's one of the largest breweries in the state. The Edna G. Tugboat is a World War II veteran and is a historic tugboat that's docked right now in Agate Bay. And the depot itself, the historic museum, and other downtown destinations such as the Tipsy Mosquito If you haven't been there, you need to go there as well. It's actually an award-winning cocktail lounge that we have here, so we really love that. The ultra-popular Harbor Rail Pub is another one, and a variety of other businesses that we have on First Avenue. But over the next few years, we will see many new amenities on the waterfront. The Agate Bay Waterfront Development. This is going to be a park-like waterfront that will include fishing piers, hiking trails, outdoor recreation, and a limited space for some commercial development. The Lake County Veterans Memorial, it's a memorial to honor our veterans, of course, potentially breaking ground this summer. We have a boutique hotel and event center with space for events as large as 500 people and over 100 hotel rooms, hoping to break ground in the next 2 years. And the downtown district revitalization itself, the recently re-engineered Two Harbors Economic Development Authority is focusing on a project to try and help and support downtown businesses as involving other community members to create growth for the district. While these efforts will be valuable to the residents of Two Harbors, they'll also allow Two Harbors to become a destination for visitors. The impact brought by tourism because of these projects will be significant. The things we can expect to see are job creation. Construction, hospitality, and tourism industries often see a surge in employment opportunities with the development of a waterfront. Tourism growth, the scenic waterfront draws visitors, increasing local businesses and attraction revenue. Community revitalization. As I said, the waterfront's been underutilized for years, and now it's going to be able to be turned into a vibrant hub, improving the quality of life for our residents. Infrastructure improvements come along with this. New developments often lead to better roads, parks, and public spaces. And business expansion. When you have a waterfront that's coming near the downtown business, those businesses that are here will have the opportunity to expand. Recreational services will also thrive. Successful waterfront projects require thoughtful planning to balance economic growth with environmental sustainability and community needs. The Waterfront Task Force that we've established is going to provide this planning over the next 18 months.